This is the County Cricket Podcast for the 4th of September. Title favourites Warwickshire went a long way towards clinching the crown with a round of matches still to play by bowling out a hapless Worcestershire for just 60 on day one at New Road. Chris Wright and Keith Bark each ended with 5 wickets as the visitors needed just 2 bowlers to dismiss the home side for their lowest first class score since 1971. Warwickshire then reached 215 for 2 in their first innings by the time stumps were pulled, with Varun Chopra unbeaten on 115, having added 136 with Ian Westwood for the first wicket. Middlesex had romped to 389 for 6 by the close of the first day against relegation-threatened defending champions Lancashire at Lord's. They lost 2 early wickets to Glenn Chapel after being asked to bat, but Neil Dexter hit an unbeaten century and added 63 for the 4th wicket with Sam Robson to begin the recovery, and a more aggressive 148 with Gareth Berg for the 6th wicket, which helped establish an advantage. Xander De Bruyne and Gary Wilson both hit half centuries as Surrey closed on 242 for 9 against title hopefuls Nottinghamshire at the Oval. Harry Gurney had struck thrice in the morning session, but Wilson and De Bruyne added 123 for the 6th wicket, prior to the latter's dismissal to Graham White. Another of Warwickshire's main contenders for the title, Sussex, were bowled out for 221 on the first day against Somerset at Hove. Ed Joyce made a battling 65, but Alfonso Thomas and Abdur Rahman took 3 wickets apiece. Somerset then closed on 30 for 1 in their first innings. 17 wickets fell on the first day of the second division match between Gloucestershire and Northamptonshire at Bristol. The home side were all out for 220, and then reduced Northamptonshire to 73 for 7 by stumps. James Fuller and Liam Norwell took 3 wickets each, and were the main architects of a Northamptonshire collapse of 7 for 42. Hampshire closed just 15 runs adrift of Essex on 165 for 4 at Southampton. Bilal Shafiat ended on 42 not out, while Michael Carberry hit a fluent 42 at the top of the order. Essex had earlier succumbed to the seam of David Balcombe and David Griffith during their first innings, with only Mark Patini with 58 able to do any significant scoring, as they were all out for 180. Kent were bowled out for 261 on day one against Derbyshire in Canterbury. They slipped 139 for 6 thanks to a brace of wickets each from Ross Whiteley and Tim Grunewald, but recovered courtesy of innings of 80 from Geraint Jones. Derbyshire then closed on 32 for 1 after 11 overs of their first innings. Will Bragg hit 92 for Glamorgan, but Yorkshire fought back to dismiss them for 272 on the first day at Headingley. Bragg shared an opening stand of 124 with Nick James, while Stuart Walters made 42 as the visitors progressed to 140 for 1. However, Stephen Patterson removed Bragg as the first of 4 wickets, and Glamorgan lost their last 6 wickets for 51 runs. Yorkshire then faced 6 overs in their reply, and closed on 20 without loss.